Took a moment, an hour number one, to talk about this. I'd like to revisit it for a moment. I sit here 3 hours every day sorting out the wheat from the chaff, if you will. Trying to find the salient points, the things that matter through all the noise and the clutter and the debris, and there's lots of it, as you know. Every day there's people trying to spin the message and give you an indication or an impression that, well, oftentimes just isn't true. And so I endeavor to find the things that actually matter, the points you should be focused on, and to give you the truth to the best of my ability. It's what the entire team does here at the Steve Gruber Show. We try to give you the truth to the best of our ability every day. And to sort through it and to get the comments and the newsmakers up to and including the president on the program for you to hear for yourself. And the reason we're able to do this in large part is because of a trailblazer, Rush Limbaugh. And I don't listen to Rush every day. I listen to him on occasion. I don't listen to anybody every day. I listen to different people. I sample different things. But Rush set a new path forward more than 30 years ago in this country that has allowed for so many of us to flourish in this industry, to have the opportunity to talk with you and create this relationship, this bond that I have with you. And you get to know things about me, and I know that you're there every day. And Rush said that yesterday. I happened to be listening to the program yesterday, not something I knew every day. But I was on my way to school to pick up the kids, and I had Rush on for the last few minutes of the program. And he began talking about something quite serious. He said, it's been a very difficult day, and I had to share this news with my staff, and I knew something very, you know, seminal was coming. And then Rush Limbaugh, the king, undisputed king of talk radio, announced to his listeners and therefore to the world that he has been diagnosed with late-stage lung cancer. Said the diagnosis came January 20th. It's been confirmed, and therefore he'll be off the program starting today into the future. We're not sure for how long or what the treatments are going to entail. He's 69 years old, otherwise in pretty decent health. He's talked about being a former smoker on the program. I used to smoke. I quit cold turkey June 1st, 1999. So a long time ago, but it makes you wonder, are you still susceptible to the aftermath of smoking? I don't smoke cigars. I don't really mess with any of it. I chewed tobacco for a period of time in between there, but I've given that up long ago as well. And you just wonder what's the long-term ramification of the effect. And for Rush Limbaugh, the fact that he has all the money in the world is meaningless if you have cancer. We don't know that it's metastasized. He only said that it's advanced lung cancer. He didn't say stage three or four, gave no indication of that. But there are many promising cancer courses of action that you can take medically now that can put you in a better position. But I do want you to hear what Rush said, what I happened to hear live yesterday, and I found shocking, like so many others did, because it sent shockwaves across the talk radio world, across the political world. Huge influence is Rush Limbaugh. Huge influence. But I want you to hear what he had to say directly. It's bite number 11 with Rush Limbaugh from yesterday talking about his diagnosis. Bite number 11. Go.
But the upshot is that I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. Diagnosis confirmed by two medical institutions back on January 20th. First realized something was wrong on my birthday weekend, January 12th. And I wish I didn't have to tell you this. And I thought about not telling anybody. I thought about trying to do this without anybody knowing, because I don't like making things about me. But there are going to be days that I'm not going to be able to be here because I'm undergoing treatment or I'm reacting to treatment. And I know that that would inspire all kinds of curiosity with people wondering what's going on. And the worst thing that can happen is when there is something going on and you try to hide it and cover it up.
That is the worst thing. And I guess that I come from the same place. I can relate to what he's going through to some extent on some level. I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 17 years old, a long time ago, and it's been taken care of long ago. But to be told that, to know what it's like to be told that, is something many of us have heard, many of you here today listening have heard and understand. And it's no easier for Rush Limbaugh, a man who has been wildly successful beyond his wildest dreams, his success unparalleled in talk radio. And all of that money and all of that success was meaningless at the moment that he heard that diagnosis. That I can assure you. Says they've got the best doctors together, intend to move forward. They'll be learning their plan of attack today. If there is a plan of attack, we don't know. We out here don't know enough about the extent of the illness, if it's metastasized, if it has gone to other places, if it has invaded the rest of his body, we don't know. And then you see people on social media celebrating the fact. You know, some things are beyond the pale. That would be one of them. But I wish Rush Limbaugh well, wish him a speedy recovery, and thank him for being the trailblazer that he has been. I'm Steve Gerber. It's the Steve Gerber Show, back after this.
I'm a small business owner. And I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan